Hi guys, it's Anne-Marie Lord here and welcome to my first episode of the 8 Transformational Steps to Freedom. Now some of you might have seen this on my Facebook page and on my Instagram account and even heard the first podcast when I was talking to you about why I feel like I have a little bit of authority only because of some of the things that have happened to me in the past and how I've changed my life to teach you guys this or explain a little bit about how this works. So just to go over it again, the 8 transformational steps for freedom is mindfulness, learned behaviors, the law of attraction, fear blocks, how we can take action, manifest your dreams, setting some SMART goals, and vision and gratitude boards. Now, there's some of the topics that they're the 8 steps, actually, that we'll be going over the next few months. Now, you can find lots of information about this on my Facebook page, my Instagram account. And you can also go and sign up for the newsletter. At the moment, you can still sign up to tranquilbalance.com.au, but soon it'll just be annemarielord.com. And I'll let you all know when that website's coming out. So that should be hopefully coming out after Easter. So I'm quite excited about that. So we got a new logo. So there'll be no more Tranquil Balance and no more Mindset Mastery. It'll just all be under annemarielord.com. So it makes it so much easier. So what did I want to talk to you a little bit about today? So I've introduced you a little bit to the 8 transformational steps to freedom. But what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today is the first step, and that's mindfulness. Now, whenever we think of mindfulness, some people think of meditation and Buddhists and, you know, have I got to go and sit on my own and go all day, you know? And that's not what it's about. Mindfulness really is just trying to stop the chatter of the mind. Now, most of you might have tried meditation and thought, oh, that isn't for me. I can't stop the chatter of my mind. Now, you won't be able to straight away. It takes time and it takes practice. Now, some people say, well, I haven't got time to meditate, or I haven't got time to, play mindfulness or study mindfulness. So let me tell you one thing. If you all wash your face in the morning, if you all brush your teeth, or if you even make a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, I can show you a way or tell you a way how mindfulness can be implemented into your life. So simple, so easy. Now, before I tell you a little trick on how to do this, or what I call waking mindfulness or walking mindfulness, I want you to all be on board that once you hear this, you will never be able to take it out of your mind, okay? So if you're all ready to go on board, then I'm going to take you on this little journey with me, and it's so simple. I was a working mum, as you know, and I was working in a job. I was a nurse. So for me, it was, and I was a clinical nurse as well. So I had a team of nurses. So I was always on call, or I was always working. I was always thinking about this, that, and the other. So meditation and mindfulness for me, I found quite hard to do. But when I became introduced to mindfulness and this simple technique of how to do it, it opened up a whole new world for me. Now, mindfulness is about quieting the mind, quietening the mind, and bringing you back just right into the now. So imagine of a morning when you're brushing your teeth. Does any of you remember what the toothpaste tastes like? Does any of you remember whether you brush your front teeth first? My teeth sound like they're falling out. Your front teeth first, or the back teeth, or the top, or the bottom? Does anybody brush the tongue? Does anybody brush the sides of the mouth? When you go to have a cup of tea, do you put the tea bag in first, or the milk? When you've had your cup of tea, do you really know what it tastes like? Do you take sugar? Do you not take sugar? When you wash your face, do you put cold water on your face or warm water? Do you put the soap on first, or do you use soap, or do you not use soap at all? These are all things that we do really, really quickly without thinking about them. When I was a nurse, I used to work nights in the UK. well, before I went onto the community. And some mornings I'd get in the car and I'd be thinking, got to get home, got to get the kids ready for school, make sure the packed lunches are done, do the breakfast. And before I knew it, I was outside the house. I couldn't tell you whether I'd passed a red light, whether I'd passed a green light. I couldn't tell you which way I'd gone some mornings. That is being so far away from mindfulness, it's unbelievable. So how you can bring it back is by just stopping. And you can do this. If you just do this one thing every day for 30 days, your mind will change because you won't be able to just do it for the one thing. So say you go to make your cup of coffee of a morning. I want you to notice, what hand do you use to make your coffee? Do you open the lid? Do you have a coffee jar? Of course you'd open the lid. But how do you open the lid? Is the lid tight? Is it usually stuck on quite tight? Do you put milk in first or do you put milk in afterwards? Does the coffee taste bitter? Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, so bear with me here. And not that because I'm being any good. I've just never liked the taste of coffee. So bring the coffee cup to your mouth. Is it hot? Is it hot on your bottom lip? Can you feel the steam on your top lip? Can you taste it? Where do you taste it first on your tongue? Do you taste it at the side? Do you taste it at the back? Do you taste it at the front? When you sip it, does it go down your throat? Is it still warm when it goes down your throat? Can you feel it going down into your tummy? Now, I know you all might think that I've gone crazy by talking to you about this. But what it does is it just makes you stop. Okay, so what you're doing there is what I call awakened meditation. So you're bringing your mind right back into the now. Now, as you do this over the 30 days, just do it every morning, either brushing your teeth or having your cup of coffee or your cup of tea. Whatever you do routinely, that will make you stop. For even that few seconds, it will make you stop. This is mindfulness. And then what happens is you're slowing your mind down. So your thoughts become more clear. Your stress levels become more reduced because you don't let yourself go on a tangent of worry. You start to totally bring yourself back into the now. And as your day goes on, you'll notice things, you know, even at your desk. If you work in an office, after you've done this with your coffee, go into your office. And when you sit down at your office desk, before you automatically switch the computer on or get started in your daily work, have a look at your desk. Have a look what's around you. Have a look at your pens. What colour are your pens? Again, what you're doing is waking mindfulness. You're bringing yourself back into that moment. Just give it a go and see what happens. Your life will change from these little tiny changes, really. Okay. Now, there's a whole load of things that we do on mindfulness and that I can teach you on mindfulness. But this is a very quick, very easy and a very first step. Okay, so have a little practice of this. And over the next few months on the podcast, we'll talk about all these things. I don't know whether you can hear my dog barking there in the background. But over the next few weeks, we'll talk about this. Okay, and we'll talk about lots of other things on the 8 transformational steps to freedom. Now, if you've noticed, I've got a seminar coming up on the 19th and 20th of October. It's quite a big seminar and it's all to do with the 8 transformational steps to freedom. I'll talk you through even more tips on how to do mindfulness, but I want you to do this now. I want you to do it with the coffee or the toothbrush, and I would love to hear from you, okay? So send me a little message. Go on my Facebook page. It's Anne-Marie Lord. Go on there, send me a little message, or you can go on to my Instagram account, Anne-Marie Lord, and send me a little message and let me know how you're doing with the mindfulness. And I'll sign up for my newsletter as well, because I'll be sending lots of tips out over the next few weeks on the newsletter all around the 8 transformational steps to freedom. So mindfulness, try the waking mindfulness state, okay? If some of you meditate, perfect. That's even more advanced, okay? So if you don't meditate and this is the very beginning of the journey for you, then take these steps, the coffee or the toothpaste, and really, really be mindful about what you're doing, how you do it, which hand you do it with, you know, all the things we talked about earlier on, and let me know how you get on, okay? And I'd love to hear from you. So I'll talk to you again next week, and on the next step that I'm going to take you through, will be about learned behaviours. So this week it's a little tip on mindfulness, and next week it's all about learned behaviours. So have a fantastic week, guys. And don't forget, you can always catch me on Facebook. There's Facebook Live coming up on the 30th of April. That's a Tuesday evening at 6:30. And I'll talk to you even more about the 8 transformational steps to freedom. Take care, guys, and have a fantastic week. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye.